Soon and looks pretty nice tomorrow, a high of 25. In a city obsessed with housing, one young man is being given his own Toronto apartment, which is even more significant considering that before this, he was homeless. A program to help young people off the street and back on their feet kicks off today, courtesy of Covenant House. The idea is that by helping homeless youths find housing, they'll learn how to live independently. Joining me now with the details is Bruce Rivers. He's the executive director of Covenant House. Hello, Mr. Rivers.
Hi, Mary. Good to speak with you.
Yeah, good to speak with you. Tell me about the housewarming party that you're holding today.
It was a fantastic start to the day. Actually blocks away from Covenant House, and we're located in downtown Toronto, just blocks away from the Eaton Centre there. We had a housewarming in a bachelor apartment with a young man whose name is Jason. And Jason is living in this apartment, has been for the last month, thanks to the generosity and the creativity of Hollyburn Property Management. They actually own the building within which Jason lives, and they have provided for Jason an apartment that would, on the market, be probably about $1,100, a bachelor, for $350, making his move to independence and acquiring the life skills that he needs possible in the future. So it's an incredible gift. And in addition to the generosity of providing him with the apartment, they're also going to allow Jason to take the furniture when he leaves this apartment in about a year. The thinking being that he'll have a year working with the staff here at Covenant House to acquire the life skills he needs, the employment experience that he needs, so they can get on his own 2 feet and afford market rent and move to full independence. So
okay.
It's just great.
Yeah, what can you tell me about Jason?
Well, Jason is, like many of the young people that come through Covenant House doors, we see 3,000 youth a year, and the face of a homeless youth is not necessarily what we think. They've been dealt a very tough hand in life, oftentimes experiencing difficulty in their own family, some violence, addictions, abuse, neglect, find them solace in the streets and eventually getting to the doors of Covenant House. And what we find with these young people is that when they're given a hand up and an opportunity to turn their lives around, they're incredibly capable of doing so. And Jason, I think, is a real poster boy in that regard. He's just amazing. We have a huge respect for him. And Jason, I think, is on a road to huge success.
Well, what made him qualify to get this apartment?
So Jason came through our shelter, and he was homeless, and he showed great determination. In fact, he moved out from the shelter, tried his hand at a living situation, and like many of our young people, that did not succeed. He came back into the shelter. We spent more time with him. We were able to find some stable employment for him. He actually has a great job in the construction industry now, and he exhibited the kind of determination that we felt really deserved a reward. And with the help of Hollyburn Property Management, we were able to match him with this apartment, and he's on a road that's just amazing here.
Yeah, so tell me what these young people go through with this program at Covenant House, and where do you think, or where do you hope, I guess, that it will lead them?
So basically what this does for young people is it gives them an opportunity to exercise independence with us at a distance, helping them with the practical life skills that they need to acquire so that they can be completely successful in community. So it could be everything from, you know, shopping, preparing meals, budgeting, time management, all those kinds of issues. We would be touching base with Jason on a regular basis a couple of times a week, and he's also, because he's in close proximity to Covenant House, be able to drop down and participate in programs. And so at the end of this experience, and we expect that, you know, by the end of the year and probably earlier with Jason, because he's so strong in this regard, he'll be ready to move out on his own. This is part of Covenant House's focus on a stable housing plan, because what we found, Mary, is that more and more young people are coming to the shelter because of a lack of affordable housing, and they're staying much longer in the shelter. And it's only through finding these kinds of creative options that we're going to be able to move the youth along and be able to assist more in the future.
I know there are different kinds of models and approaches that organizations like yourself uses to help homeless youth. Do you know that this approach works?
We do. In fact, this approach was launched 3 to 4 years ago with Covenant House in Vancouver, and Holly Byrne at that point was partnering with Covenant House in Vancouver and now have 4 apartments going. We are the first to launch such an approach in Toronto, to my knowledge, but it's a wonderful approach because not only does it allow us to provide the affordable housing for the youth, it creates a partnership with Corporate Canada that gives back, that takes, you know, responsibility for community issues. And also the beauty of this is not only are they providing Jason with affordable rent, they're also going to gift back the rent that they receive from Jason, which will be just about $4,000 over a year, to Covenant House so that we can help other kids in a similar way.
Well, thanks very much for telling us about this, Bruce, and congratulations. Congratulations to Jason as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Is Bruce, that is Bruce Rivers. He is the executive director of Covenant House. And we've got another update on traffic with Joan.
Well, it continues to be busy on the major routes on the eastbound.